Do you know one of the signs of a believer is Ziyarat al-Arba'een? Arba'een is like a soul that brings Shia communities together. We can see that Shias from different areas all around the world come together on Arba'een around the axis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But coming around the axis of Imam Hussein is not a recent phenomenon, because the holy Imams encouraged and emphasized it to the point where it was considered to be one of the signs of a believer. During the times of the infallible Imams, Shias were a community that existed over many different cities and multiple tribes all across the Islamic world. All these different Shia communities were scattered like the beads of a broken tasbih. And these broken beads needed a common thread to become united. And the thread that connected and held together these different Shia communities was the acceptance and obedience of Wilayat and Imamat as the center of Shiism. So it was through Imamat and Wilayat that Shia communities all across the world were turned into a well-organized system. In the system that was created and organized by our infallible Imams, everything was properly calculated. But there was a small drawback. The different Shia communities across the Islamic world did not connect with each other on a global scale. Of course, the Shias of the same region connected with each other, but this was only on a local and regional level. There was still a desperate need for a central meeting point for the Shia Muslims on a global scale. So what did the Imams do? They specified a time and a place for this annual global meeting to take place. The time specified was the day of Arba'een, and the location was the land of Karbala. Why? Because the spirit of every Shia Muslim is the spirit of Karbala. It is the spirit of Ashura. The pulse of Ashura is evident in the heart and soul of every Shia Muslim. And that is why the Imam specified the day of Arba'een and the land of Karbala as the meeting point for all the Shia communities across the world. And so in present day, we see that Arba'een is the international meeting and gathering point for Shia Muslims. So when we come together and participate in this global meeting of Arba'een in the land of Karbala and on the day of Arba'een that was established by the Immaculate Imams, we continue to bring together the Shia communities from all across the world. And once again, we prove to the Imam of our time that we're following his footsteps in continuing to establish a central meeting point for Shia Muslims on a global scale. For all the believers from all across the world in the Holy Land of Karbala, wherever you are.